My name is Tom Papinski, and I'm a professor in the government department here at Cornell. And also for this semester, I'm the interim director of the Southeast Asia program. Well, for political science, COVID-19 is both a real opportunity and a real challenge. Social scientists are not generally epidemiologists, so we don't know, we don't develop treatments. We're not going to be developing ways to actually address the problem or diagnose whether or not people have had it. But what we are able to do is to speak really deeply about how existing health inequalities, policy paradigms, the structure of American government, partisanship, and federalism affect the way that the disease is experienced here in the United States. The media environment is so cacophonous, and the our leadership in Washington is so dysfunctional that it's hard to know if there's anything meaningful or continuous happening. You know, in the past 48 hours, we're recording this on April 15th, Trump has both said that he has ultimate authority to restart the country and that it's the governor's decision. So it's almost pure noise, I think. I do think that it's meaningful that President Trump has suggested that he intends to defund the World Health Organization, which I think is in a way that's analogous to the way that we invaded Iraq as a response to 9/11, a kind of attack on a foreign target, which seems maybe politically useful from the domestic American perspective, but really has nothing to do with the cause or spread of the pandemic that we're seeing right now. It's a way to basically shift attention away from his own failings and mistakes. My research is traditionally about economic policy and identity in Southeast Asia. And I'm still really engaged in that sort of research as much as possible, but I just can't do it in the same way that I did before. Travel's not possible. I can read the news from afar, but I can't do the type of in-depth field work that I like to do, nor is it possible to do sort of quantitative surveys of in Southeast Asia from my daughter's bedroom, which is where I am right now in Ithaca. So what that's meant is that the focus of my research has changed. So what we've done so far is one survey of Americans, a large survey of 3,000 Americans in which we asked a whole bunch of standard questions about your partisan views and things like this, but also an original battery of questions about people's health behaviors. And what we find is actually incredibly striking. There's a massive partisan difference in public health responses. Democrats are much more likely to report having taken active steps in terms of social distancing, self-quarantining, avoiding large gatherings, and so on and so forth. Now, this is not inconsistent with the surveys that have been released over the past couple of weeks that show a partisan divide on this. But what we actually are able to show is that partisan divide is truly a partisan divide. This isn't a story of geography, which happens to interact with partisanship, or state level differences, or people with higher incomes or more education or greater attention to the news or who live in rural areas. This really seems to be a purely partisan divide. That's a fundamental challenge to American public health. And I would say that 2 months ago, I never would have imagined that I'd be working on this question. And now this is how, this is, I think, gonna be a core part of my research going forward. Stay safe and stay healthy, everybody. Remember, we're in this for the long haul, and don't forget to vote safely in absentia if possible in November.